Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. This show is an invitation to let go of what's holding you down, laugh more, and love like crazy. If you've tuned in live to this episode, please call in now and be a part of the show. Our number is area code 646-200-0825. And now, flying solo for today is our hostess, Jen.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. I'm Jen Halterman. It's good to be back with you. I've taken some time off, and I am enjoying the change and what happens when that happens for me as I really get in touch with my soul, my essence. I check in, and I go into a space of, what would it be like if I were to really be clear about what it is my intention is, what's the contribution I want to be to the world? And that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been spending my time doing, which is just spending time with me. Sometimes you have to turn off some of the external noises of the world and even stop doing for a while so that you can just be. And that is my personal style of just kind of taking a break and getting clear. And so it's good to be back with you. It's great to be here. Thank you for all of you who have sent messages to check and make sure that everything's okay and see what's going on and where I've been, and I do sincerely appreciate that. And as I come back to the air after a little bit of time off, I want to, it just has come up for me, just personally, I really want to have this be just sharing what's on my heart. I know that a lot of shows, they have a lot of organization, they have a lot of detail, and I try to organize them in a way that they kind of have a list, you can follow the program. But today's a little bit different. Today is me opening up my heart, lowering the barriers, and just talking with you, talking and sharing what's on my mind and what it is that has been going on within me. Also sharing what I've become aware of and what it is that feels really important to my heart to share. That's where I am coming from with this message. And so thank you for joining me as I just kind of talk with you, because that's what's going on for me. As I said, in the name of the show is The Games the Ego Plays, and so I am going to be talking about some of the games that the ego plays. But before I get to that, I really want to talk about the soul. I talk about soul profiles and essence a lot, and so I want to distinguish those, just in case you're new, because we have some new listeners here. Thank you for letting me know that you're new. And for those of you who are new, let me tell you the best way that you can get in touch with me during the show. If you are wanting to connect, if you're wanting to send a message, I do open the chat room. It doesn't always allow people to jump in too easily, so I don't really trust it. But if you go on Facebook and, like right now I just got notice that the chat room isn't opening, so we're just not going to bother with the chat room. But if you go over to Facebook and you go to Jen Halterman Now, that is where you will be able to send me messages and I'll be able to receive them during the show. But let me talk to you, let me give you a little distinction in the language that I use in my coaching and in my spiritual work to help you understand what this conversation is about. I do soul profile readings. Now, what is that? In my world, what that means is that I energetically and psychically tap into what I consider the Akashic records, the energetic records of all time and space and possibility. And within those records, I am able to glimpse what is willing to be seen. I don't glimpse anybody's profile or their energy that I don't have permission to glimpse. That's my personal integrity and intention. And so I glimpse a client, say somebody comes to me and says they want a reading, and I glimpse their soul profile, and what I'm looking at is, and what I'm willing to receive the information about is, what are the gifts and abilities, what are the qualities and attributes of the soul, not the person I'm talking to and how they've come through in this life. That's what I call essence, but the soul itself, the soul of origination, the soul went as it was created and came into being. What are the attributes of that soul? And within that, there's a system that I use. I did do training with Andrea Hess on her, I think she calls it soul realignment. It's been so long, I don't remember. Her soul realignment, and she did some soul profiling stuff, and that's where my official training came from. But I was doing these readings long before I did that official training. She just kind of gave me a little bit more vocabulary to use. So I glimpse that, and I look at it, and I see what are the attributes that you relate to. I see what really is that vibration that your soul resonates at. And then I also look for things like, have you got some support on hand, spirit guides, white and blue lights, which are the kind of the messengers that deliver and respond to your wishes, dreams, prayers, that kind of thing. And I check into all of that. I also look for blocks and restrictions, maybe things you put into place that are no longer for your highest good. And now they just kind of seem to be like you're pumping the brake while you're pushing on the accelerator. And so you don't know that you're pumping the brake every time you push the accelerator. And I would call that a restriction that's in your experience. And so I do prayers or clearings to help clear those things up. Now, that's all very, very surface of what it is that happens when people do their soul profile work with me. But then what I also look at is when I'm working with somebody is, how does that soul profile then come into this human experience, this lifetime? Many of my clients do believe that there's more than one lifetime that they've had, that they resonate with, they relate to it. And so, but I look at this lifetime as well as past lifetimes, depending on what the client wants. But then when it comes into this life, how did that soul profile, how did the gift translate into this lifetime? And that's where I get into essence profiling. And what are, as an individual, how are you uniquely expressing your soul profile? So that's the clarity that I look at. Now, part of this human experience is the presence of ego. It's just part of what is. I mean, it's not something that's arguable. It's just a filter, if you will, that the soul or the essence looks at this lifetime through. And when the ego comes into play, all kinds of stuff happens. And it's kind of a game, if you'll let it be a game. I am fully aware that there are a lot of people on this planet and in the spiritual world that think that you should deny the ego, you should destroy the ego, cut it off, all these things. But I am not one of those people, okay? I am not somebody that brings about this a process of destroying any part of you. Instead, my approach is, what can you do with that part of you to maybe give it a different job or change your perspective of it or give it a different focus or let it go and set it free? But I'm not about destroying a part of you. And so I want to be really clear about that. And it's not something I debate. I think that everybody has their own right to exactly what they believe. So if you believe differently, that's okay. We don't have to agree. But this is just my approach to my work and what it is that I offer the world. So when I speak from, that's where I'm coming from. So I really want to talk about this. From the beginning of this show, I want to talk about this soul and essence. Okay, we're going to tell the ego, we're going to talk about you in a minute. We aren't here to judge you or shut you down. Instead, we're just going to talk about this soul and essence coming through. Now, just imagine, just for a moment, your baby picture. Think about a picture of you from a very young age. I have one on display in my office so I can turn my chair, look right at it, right there. There's little Jenny. And I look at that picture and I think to myself, wow, what an amazing being came into this existence. What an amazing little human. And I think everything was possible. It didn't matter for that little person or being where I was born, what family structure. I didn't know any of that. I didn't know what was possible, what was expected, nothing. All I knew was I came to have an experience. For some people, I know that what comes in is, yeah, but I was born into a rough family. I was born into a strict culture. I was born into da-da-da. So I had no choice. And I understand that, and I am acknowledging all of that, okay? But before all of that was applied, okay, and you're just a being, you're just a soul in a human body, from that perspective, everything's possible. Can you tap into the energy of that possibility here now? Even if it's for a moment, dismiss all the judgments and conclusions. Dismiss everything you now know about how life went, how it turned out thus far, and be with that being. Be in the energy of that possibility. Is there a sense of complete allowance? Can you sense that? I know it's there for all of us. Complete allowance. Curiosity and wonder. There's nothing to be afraid of. Everything is possible. Now, I don't know how long that lasted for you in your lifetime, but I know for me, you know, I was pretty curious. I had an older sister, 3 years older than me. She was very, very good to me. I was born into friendship and nurturing and caring. And if I take out any blame or labels or conclusions, and I just look at, I was really curious about the world, I can truly tell you that I have a lot of love for myself in that space. Do you? Now, when I think about it, yeah, life happens. Life started to unfold. There were rules put in place for my safety. You know, don't go out in the street. Don't touch the stove top. All those things. And I started getting some instruction. I started getting some guidance for life. And all that was put into place to keep me safe. Then there comes in all of the beliefs and the structures of my family and society started to come in. No conclusions. To see how much is put in place to keep you safe. I know the environment sometimes wasn't the best. But instead of focusing on everything wrong about that, can you be an observer and send love to what you're observing? That little being. Whether you were dirty, whether you were clean. Whether you were crying or whether you were laughing, whether you were still and silent or making all kinds of noise, can you, now looking back, observe that soul and that being with love, allowance, tenderness? Because when we consider and we start to put into place all that we experience with our family, our parents, our neighbors, you know, we go into the school system, education system, and oh, then we've got all that dynamic and friends and teachers and bullies and, you know, cliques and class men and women that we're in class with, and all those things start coming to play. We start taking on the games of the ego, because the ego comes in and says, well, apparently you laying on the floor, laying on a blanket, can't last forever. And we start to notice that what we do gets a response from people. So the conclusion that you need to live by is what you do matters. And it's true. What you do does, it did matter. It does matter. What you do starts to show up, right? You had actual experiences of it. And you start paying attention to what you do gets praise, and what you do gets criticism. What you do gets acknowledged. What you do goes unnoticed. And the ego starts saying, I'm taking notes. I am going to make it very important for you to be absolutely picky and very, very safe in what you choose to do. Because we don't want to get in trouble, unless trouble is the only way we get attention. So I'm gonna make sure that what we do matters and it counts, and that we get the results and the response we want. And then ego starts noticing that what you have matters, because what you have starts getting you attention, noticed, interaction. And what you have starts becoming very important. So the ego says, okay, whew, what we do and what we have matters. What we do and what we have matters. Whether we have brown hair, or red hair, blonde hair, whether we have the coolest clothes or the toys, or the latest fad or trend, whether we have a dad or a mom in the home or both, whether we have a house or an apartment, all those things matter now. And what you do with them matters. So the pressure starts building, and the ego turns us into this measuring stick, this guide. And guess what? All your choices start being based on what do you do and what do you have. And when you're in the grips of the game of the ego, and what you do and what you have matters, what comes next is, what do other people think of what I do and what I have? What do other people think of me? What do other people judge me as? What do they like about me, and what don't they like about me? Because that matters. Because it can really impact how you fit in with the cliques, and how you fit in your class, how you fit in your neighborhood. And you don't want to be the outcast, because it's dangerous out there. So the ego has a whole new game. Your reputation now matters more than your soul. What matters most is what other people think of you. And what other people think about what you do, and what other people think about what you have. And it turns into the game that we call our personality, call our identity, that we call our worth, and what we call our value. And this starts very, 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 very young in our lifetime. So I ask you, go back and think about that childhood picture, that baby that you see in the image of your mind when you think about yourself. Look at that child. Look at that baby. Feel the curiosity, the excitement to experience life. And understand that the game the ego's playing is disconnecting you further and further and further from the pureness, the allowance, the complete vulnerability of that soul. And you know what? The ego just wants to keep you safe. It wants you to fit in. It wants you to belong. It wants you to be liked. It wants you to be happy. It wants you to be cool. All those things are, you know, pretty important when you don't realize it. And so what happens, especially in my work with people, is what I see is people will come in and they'll say, you know, I'm really miserable. Well, what is that based on? Well, I do this and people don't like it, and I do that and my kids don't appreciate me, and I do this and my spouse doesn't like it. And I do this and my mom freaks out, and I do that and it never seems to be enough. And I'm unhappy. And then the scariest thing of all happens. And things start to change. Things start to change. And quite often that's the scariest part for people. Well, don't change this. Don't change my life too much. I just want to be happy in my life. How can I be happy in the misery I've surrounded myself with? And they want to change their response to a situation instead of changing the situation. That, to me, is self-sabotage number one. Okay? So as a coach, as a spiritual guide, if I were to give you a list, which I'm not, this show is just a conversation, I'm just opening up my heart and sharing what's in my heart, I would tell you to look at your situations. Look at what's going on in your life. Is your soul trying to get your attention? Do you know that it has a different voice than your ego? Do you recognize that? The last few shows I talked about it, which, by the way, hysterically went back and saw that one of the shows was mislabeled. So there's actually, I think, two episodes, number 91, and they're totally different shows. How funny is that? But anyway, that's just a side note of, oops, there's an error, but oh well, going to leave it the way it is. But if you go back and you listen to some of the shows recently, I talk about the language and that inspiration and how your soul is trying to speak to you. And the ego has a different voice, has a different language totally. And do you recognize that? Are you listening? Because if your soul is getting your attention saying, this isn't why I came here. This is not the life I'm supposed to be living. This is not at all what feeds my joy. I don't feel like me. I don't feel happy. And if you're noticing that, and if you think that you can fulfill the desires of your ego within the confines, oh, that's really funny. The desires of your ego, and I meant to say soul, but it goes both ways. So the desires of your soul within the confines of the ego, or that you can fulfill ever the desires of your ego and satisfy your soul, you are kidding yourself. That's not how it works. It doesn't work that way. I love that mix up. I am one that loves the play of Freudian slips. Personally, I think it's always a hysterical little display and revealing. So I just laugh about it. let me give you an example of this ego game. If you are what you do, okay, and you do something and 35 people witness it, and you do the same thing, and you go to a completely different demographic, different belief system, different structure, and 35 people more witness it, what you do has a completely different impact. So what you were doing doesn't work in that other environment. So can you really fulfill that all-important satisfaction of what other people think of you? Because if every single person thinks about what you're doing differently, ask yourself, is it possible to satisfy everybody? It is not. It is not. And one of the saddest things I think for me to witness is when somebody is spending their life scampering about, trying to do enough that they can somehow fulfill satisfying everybody so that what everybody thinks of them will be good, positive. All of it will be a total agreement of everybody thinking that they are wonderful. That, to me, is one of the saddest expressions of a lifetime. Because that doing is not based on them, and it's not based on their soul. It's based on the ego game. And the ego is always looking outward, outward. The ego looks outward for satisfaction. The soul knows it's an inside job to fulfill your life desire, that what your soul came into this existence to experience, to contribute, to receive, all of it is all based on internally, inside you. It's an inner knowing. None of the answers are outside. So when somebody comes and they say, I really want to change my life, I'm not happy, but they want to focus on outside of them. They want to focus on what their husband or wife thinks of them. They want to focus on what their spouse thinks of them. They want to focus on what society thinks of them. They're just playing the game of the ego. And the game of the ego will never satisfy your soul, ever. It's not designed to. So when your soul's expressing through you, and when your soul is saying, hey, look, I've been quiet as long as I can. It's time to wake up. It's time to do something different. Remember, you came here to be fabulous. You came here with curiosity. You came here with love. You came here with kindness, gentleness. You came with certain gifts and abilities, and it's trying to get your attention. And you hear it? And then you try to satisfy it within the confines of the ego game, that's when frustration sets in. That's when I see depression. That's when I see frustration. That's when I actually witness and have been very up close and personal with people literally give up. They give up trying to fulfill what the soul wants because they think that the soul will be happy once the ego is. And the ego wants you to do what other people will think is the best thing for you to do. And the ego wants you to have what other people think you ought to have. But like I said, the people that are judging what you have and what you do change according to who's witnessing it, so you're never going to satisfy that. Never once. And so I ask you, as I come to this show to just talk and share my heart, I ask you, what if it didn't have to be about being right or wrong? What if you could love you? What if you asked yourself every single day, what is the most delicious, loving, exciting contribution my life could be to this day on this planet of this lifetime? And then you listened and followed inspiration that came from your soul. What if you modeled your life after that pattern? Wouldn't that be a life worth living? Knowing that if everybody doesn't like it, it's okay. Knowing that if, you know, your parents don't agree, or knowing if your coworkers think you're strange, knowing that your spouse might not be happy all the time with what you're doing, knowing that your kids might think you're weird, but knowing that your soul is vibrant with enthusiasm, which means it's vibrant with the spirit within you because it knows you are following the path that it came here to experience with you. You know, I can tell you, and I say this from a place of my personal experiences, but I can tell you that no amount of choices or living that I've ever done during this lifetime that were based on what other people thought of me and trying to do everything that I did according to what other people thought of me – So I thought that if I did enough, that they would be happy. No amount of that ever, ever brought me the level of joy that comes when I follow inspiration that comes from my soul. And when I take action on the curiosity that comes from that vibration within me that says, come on, Jenny. You know you came here to play. And you know you came here to be curious. Try this out. Let's do this. Let's have that experience. Let's not be afraid that we make a mess. Let's not be afraid if somebody's going to look at you and scowl or judge or laugh even, or even like it. Let's not base it on right or wrong. Let's just base it on, you know, when Earth became a possibility, you said, huh, I hope I paint while I'm there. I really want to paint. I think I'm gonna paint. Because, gosh, when I paint, I'm in a different experience. It doesn't matter if anybody ever sees what's on the canvas. It doesn't matter if it turns into a, you know, a sold item or if it hangs on the wall of my bedroom. None of that matters. What matters is I know I had that experience with my soul. My soul brought that experience through me, through the essence expression of me painting. And that joy far exceeds any experience I ever had trying to please somebody else. My perspective, because I don't even have to be right, my perspective is we didn't come here to be right or wrong, and we sure didn't come here to fit in with the rest of the crowd. We came here to be an individual. Otherwise, we would have all been clones. Same, same, same. Boring, boring, boring. Everybody's like everybody else and everybody agrees. I don't think we came here to do that. I think we came here for the diversity. We came here for different perspectives. And you know, here in the United States, it's politics season. And I do think there's important topics going on that happen in communities with politics and laws and all that. I do think it does matter. I do think it does have an impact on humanity, but you know what I know for sure? There is nothing I am going to say that I'm going to post on social media, that I am going to lecture to somebody, that is going to make everybody on the planet agree with me. Do I have a voice? Yes, I do. Is it up to me to use it? Absolutely. However, I don't think it's my job to go out convincing everybody of it. I just don't. I know there are people out there that their soul does come in as a change agent. They are here to change the blueprint of the planet. I know that they come in to change dynamics within family and community structure. I do know that, but that's not mine. That's just not my particular soul profile. If you feel passionately about that, I hope that you are involved in politics. And I hope that you're involved at a level that you can make a change. But please understand that if you're going about playing the ego game of what you think of everybody else is how they should live, that's just the ego game. And that's not your soul fulfilling what it's about. That's the ego. There's a difference. I come from a long line of belief where it's if you believe something, you testify. Share your testimony of it, you testify. And you share it. You share what you believe. And if others are inspired by that, they will take action and they will follow. And I still believe that. I may not testify the same things that my family dynamic did or my culture did, but you know what? I still believe it. I still believe that even this show could be considered me testifying what I believe. And you know what the difference is between me now and me, you know, 20 years ago is I don't think that my value is whether you agree with me or not. I know my value is within me, not based on what you think of me. So I do believe that there is a gift in sharing what you believe, because you never know. What you believe might inspire somebody else. And you might remind them of something of their soul or their essence. And they might take action. They might change your life. And that's great. And they might not. And that's great too, because it's their journey. The sadness, I think it's sadness. Is it sadness? I'm going to check in for a second. How would I want to express that? Give me a word. I guess sadness. The sadness I experience comes when I witness people inflicting their belief on others. When I witness somebody take a belief that they're passionate about and there's nothing wrong in their belief, but they take it and they use a belief, which is something from the heart or their intellect, and they use it like a battering ram. And they start beating others with it and inflicting their belief on others. I think that there's a lot of sadness when I witness it. There's also anger for the violation of boundaries, disrespect and of a soul. And that is when I turn away. I've said it many times. That some of the people I love the most in the world, when they post hate and they start inflicting and you should and you have to and you're an idiot if you don't agree with me, start showing up on my social media, I block it. I don't even watch it. I refuse. I have a boundary with that. I won't do it. People share their testimony. I'm all about it. Great. Awesome. Share it. It's okay if we don't agree. There's no right or wrong. But when they start inflicting and labeling people as, you know, I don't know. I think it's abuse. To me, I perceive that as abuse. And so my question for you with the game of the ego is your ego so determined to be right that you would go to, and I started this show out talking about the picture of yourself as a baby. Just let that image come back up. Would you take your belief now that the ego says you have to do it according to what other people are going to think of you to make it so you are liked? And you have to have everything so people will like you, you'll be accepted, they will think you're worth a damn. And would you take those beliefs and go to that image of that child and abuse that child with those? The child with the energy and vibration of you have to do everything right or you are unworthy of love. I don't think so. So why are you doing it as an adult? I don't believe we would do that to a child. I certainly wouldn't. Do you understand that that child is within you? That it's you? Your body may have grown, but the same soul that was in you at birth is the same soul that's within you now. Are you trying to convince your soul that your value is not that you are a being of light and love, but instead that you have to measure up to some societal bullshit lie of what gives you value, what your bank account says or what your neighborhood looks like or what size your body is? Do you realize that's what you're doing? Because if you haven't realized it until this moment, I gently, with so much love, invite you to forgive yourself and to change your actions now. Choose to love you, to say with kindness, look at you. Look at you. You have a physical body. Look what you've done with it. Look at what you feed it. Look at how you move it. Look how you use it to express. Look at you. Is there anything you want to change? Is there anything you want to celebrate? Is there anything you want to forgive? It's up to you. What's the most loving thing you could do? What's the most loving thing you could choose? What if you looked at all that you have? All that you have, whether it's tangible and physical or whether it is energetic, vibrational. What if it's your beliefs? And what if, instead of judging them and making them good or bad, right or wrong, you said, wow, look at all you have. You've been on this planet this many years so far. Look what you have so far. Look what you've experienced. Do you like it? How's it going? Is it working for you? Do you want to stay on this path or do you want to make some changes? Today's a new day. And guess what? You have today. Don't know how many more days you have beyond that, but you have right now. What do you want to do with it? How would your life change if that was what you did? With every day. If you got up in the morning and said, hey, look, I'm still here. look at this. I'm still here. I'm in my body. Hey, body, what do you want to do today? Hey, mind, what do you want to do? What if you went to the project at work or, you know, around your house, whatever, and said, I got another day to express with this interaction. What do I want to do with it? Do I want to half-ass it? Do I want to go all in? Do I want to make it the, you know, highest expression of me and my fingerprint, my soul print on this lifetime? Do I want to drop it because I realize it doesn't matter? Do I want to give it my all? What is it I want to do with this today? How would your life change if you did that? And I said early on, I'm not about destroying the ego. I'm really not. But you know what? The ego is designed to tell you, you are what you do, you are what you have, you are what people think of you. It's designed to be afraid. What if you gave it the job? Complete a new assignment. Hey, ego, guess what? Now, I want you to bring to my attention when I am disconnecting from my soul. And you know how you're going to do that? You're going to give me the nudge to be aware of somebody else's opinion of me. And as soon as you give me that nudge, instead of following it, I'm going to say, hey, thank you for letting me know I was disconnecting. Good job, ego. And then, instead of choosing actions that said, uh-oh, I'm afraid of what they think of me. What can I do? What can I have? What can I change so that what they think of me will be better? Instead, you'll go, hey, soul, sorry, I blipped out for a second. I got distracted. I'm back. I'm going to do exactly what is the highest honoring of my expression in this life through my essence. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it despite the good or bad opinion of others. I'm going to do it no matter what they think. Whether they're cheering me on or screaming at me to stop, I'm still going to do it. So, hey, soul, speak up. Turn up the volume. I'm listening. Come on, Essence. Let's do this. How would your life change if you reassigned your ego as a messenger, not of what you should do according to everybody else, but instead the messenger of, hey, this is your ego. I got your attention. Good job. Way to disconnect from your soul. Awesome. Fabulous. Good. Let's go be popular with that crowd. What a cool companion that is. The ego has this amazing ability to let us know when we're disconnecting from source, from spirit, from God, from the universe, whatever you want to call that energy, whatever it is. The ego is that awesome messenger. Way to go. Don't destroy that messenger. Just listen to it from a different perspective. Thanks, ego. Thanks for letting me know I was unplugging. Ah, thanks for letting me know that disconnect was coming. Good job. I really appreciate you. You're an awesome messenger. We spend so much time criticizing ourselves for being wrong. Wrong for our job, wrong for our body size, wrong for our bank account, you know, amount. Wrong because of a decision or relationship status, or maybe we're wrong because of the choices our children are making, or maybe we're wrong because of the choices our parents are making. Maybe we're wrong because of that. And I'm here to tell you, if you base your value on those external sources, it's always changing. And that is an honoring of your soul. So I invite you to check in. What's your soul's contribution to this planet? What's the gift you have to bring to this life? The gift of smiling at people as you dump their trash into the back of the, you know, the trash truck as it goes through the neighborhood? I don't know. Is it? That's a great gift. I know I appreciate it. Is that your gift? Are you here to remind us that disability isn't always obvious? Are you here to show us that we can heal from the most atrocious abuse? Are you here to show compassion from surprising places? Are you fulfilling that? That's up to you. And you know what? If you haven't been, don't judge yourself. If you have been, don't judge yourself for that either. Not good or bad, right or wrong. Because you have another 10 seconds coming right up to make a different choice or make the same one. Consider the feedback. Is it going the way you want? Great. Keep making those choices. Could it be better? Do you want to tweak it? I don't know. That's up to you. You got another 10 seconds coming up. What are you going to do with it? What's your legacy? I think about, I've got a hand casting of my daughter, and I look at it, and I can see where she had bit her fingernails, and I could see her fingerprints, and I could see, you know, her nailed bed, and I look at that, and I think, wow, how many animals have had the imprint of this hand caressing it, providing, you know, vet tech support and love and care. How many? You know, I think about all the times that I wiped her smudgy fingerprints off of the tables and saw her fingerprints in my wax candles, and she loved to dip her fingers in it. And I think of all those, and I think about the print that left. And that's just a hand. I wonder all the prints that my hands leave. I wonder all the prints that your smile leaves. I wonder how many imprints your kindness has on the world. And I wonder how many imprints your judgment has on the world. I wonder that about myself. I've wondered that a lot in the last 2 weeks. I know I've got this moment. So do you, because you're here with me right now. Great, fabulous. What if we don't have another moment? What if I was complete? What if you were? What's the imprint on this world that you have left, that I've left? How does my soul feel about it? How does yours? Look within. Your value is not outside according to somebody's judgment. I know there's people who think that everything that I said on every single, you know, radio show I've ever done, think it's just crap, has no worth or value. And I know others that think that it is of high value. It has been a high contribution in their world. You know what? That's none of my business, either way. What is my business is that my soul said, get on the show today. Don't design a topic. Don't have a list. No paper. Talk from your heart. So I am. And that's who you're listening to. And that is what it is. My soul's pleased that I showed up today. My body's happy that I have this life to show up today. But hey, we're still here. Cool. So what is it that your soul is trying to get your attention, let you know? You know, it might be a 1 degree change, but that can make a hell of a change if you got 10 more years on the planet. 1 degree adjustment makes a big difference. It might seem like a little change. But when your soul says, hey, express yourself this way, a little more laughter, a little more light, more curiosity, how about some vulnerability? And you do it? There's nothing like it. The ego cannot match that satisfaction. The ego does not come close to that sense of fulfillment, of honoring of your soul. Not even close. I hope that you will love you. And my commitment is that I love me. What's the most loving thing you could do today to this planet, to, you know, the life of people who come in contact with you today, whatever it is? What is honoring that you can contribute and let it go, not be attached to the outcome, not make it important, not saying that, you know, it matters to other people, so therefore it has a higher value. None of that. What would it be? What if nobody knew what you did? Would you still do it? I can't even tell you how many times I've done a show looking out the window, as I am today. No idea who's listening. Not watching the stats. Nope. I'm just listening to my soul and what it has to share. Paying attention to what tears want to express, because the words cannot say the depth of what the energy, the vibrance within my soul is bringing through my physical body. That's what I'm listening to. You know, how many experiences have you had in your lifetime where words and physical expression cannot express it enough? And so the only thing left to do is fill the overflow expression with laughter or tears. Have you ever experienced that? When I overflow, when my cup, when my expression overflows, it always comes out in laughter, tears, crying, tears, laughing, tears, doesn't matter. It's laughter or tears of some kind. And you know, if my life is full of that, I would know I was honoring my soul. So that's what I strive to do. keep giving and showing up and contributing and receiving and expressing until the overflow. That's when I know that I'm in all the way. So as the show comes to an end, are you living all the way through your experiences until you reach the overflow? I hope you are. There's nothing like it, and nobody can tell you what it's like until you experience it. That's my intention. And today's show is overflow. Today's show, for me, is opening my heart all the way until it overflows. Because I don't just want to look at that baby picture of me. I want to look at my reflection in the mirror and say, hey, gosh dang it, this is awesome, isn't it? Let's do this. I sure love you. It's the most honoring thing I can do today to honor you. Because you're quite amazing. Let's go have some fun. Let's be curious. Let's express this life. This is our imprint. I have my imprint. What's yours? Yes, this is what I help people find through the service I provide. And that's not what this is about. But if you want support, contact me. Go to jenhalterman.me. Go to that Facebook page, Jen Halterman Now. Send me a message. Yeah. It's through support that we find our way. I have my support. Let's make sure you've got yours. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening in the future. I love when people listen in the future because I feel it in the present. Kind of fun. And thank you for spending this time. And if this touched your heart and you feel like sharing it, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate you. Now, let's go be fabulous, all right? Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. Find out more about Sherry's cranial sacral and massage therapy practice by checking out her website at www.bodywisehealthcare.com. BodyWise is nourishment for the mind, body, and being. If you're part of an organization that could benefit from my dynamic, engaging public speaker for your next live event, or if you'd like to find out more about her programs offered, Jen can be reached at her website, www.jenhalterman.me.